This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1282. Don't say a lot, say bajillion.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. How can you express a large quantity in English while exaggerating and being a bit playful with what you're saying? Get our supernatural and native tips on how to do it in today's episode.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle. Good. Christmas is coming up in just a couple of days, so I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah, that is exciting. Wow. So are you with your family?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm going to be out here with them, spending some time together. Quality family time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And guys, we also have our Instagram family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The community over there, the Allers English community, is vibrant, Michelle.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And you know what? Actually, a couple months ago, I did a video on Instagram and I was asking our listeners for questions. So remember, you can always ask your questions on Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, thank you for those questions. They were really great. And so we're going to try and get through some of them. So yeah, today we're going to get through one by RR6595R.
Yeah, I always am so surprised about the quality of these questions that we get over there. So let's do it. So I'm going to read the question. Are you ready, Michelle?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Hey, girls, thank you a million for your awesome show and for having answered two questions of mine already. Recently, I've come up with another interesting word, umpteenth, like in the phrase, I drank my umpteenth cup of coffee. I wonder if this is used in a real informal conversation. Thanks again for your amazing work and have a nice day. What a good question.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I saw this one and I was like, that's a good one, right? Oh my gosh. This is going to be fun. I love that. It's like, I never would have thought of that one.
Never.
But now when this listener writes about it, I'm like, oh, that's a really good one. So thank you for this question.
And I like the example. This listener must be a coffee addict like I am too. So love it.
You know what? We also just recently did an episode on like larger numbers. I'm not sure what the episode number of that was, but definitely, Lindsay, I'm not sure. Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Maybe sorry, guys. Yeah. I don't have that number for you, but maybe we'll put it on the blog.
Yeah.
But definitely take a look. And we have done some episodes on numbers as well. So that would be a good one. So anyway, let's get into it. So what in the world is umpteenth?
Oh my gosh. It's definitely an exaggeration, right? So we're not talking about a real number.
No.
As far as I know.
No, there's no number umpteenth.
It's basically saying a whole lot of something, but you're making it into a number. And I think that creates, it just makes it more interesting, right?
Right. Oh yeah, for sure. And I feel like it's more frequently used as umpteenth. Like I think it is a word, umpteen. I don't know. But I wouldn't say like, oh, there are umpteen people here. I mean, maybe some people would say that, but I wouldn't.
Lindsay, that would do you be say umpteen? Instead, I would say like there are billions of people, right? Millions, billions of people. Umpteen. I would use it more as umpteenth, right?
Yeah.
For numbering something.
Right. That's how I frequently hear it. Yeah. So again, guys, there is no number umpteenth. And we, but the thing that we do know, we don't know what number it is, but we know that it's not a small number.
It's infinity, right? That number, infinity. It's, we don't know. We don't, yeah, it doesn't matter how many. How many we're talking about, right? It doesn't matter how many cups of coffee he had. It's just that he had a lot, okay?
Right, exactly. And sometimes when we use these kinds of words, it's just a fun way to exaggerate. It shows personality. I think it shows a little bit of humor in a way as well.
Oh, for sure. And I would also say just about the IELTS exam, you guys know we have a podcast, IELTS Energy Podcast. We have a course, Three Keys IELTS. But we show you in that course that if you can add interesting phrasing like this word or other things, you can make the examiner see you as a 7 or higher student, right? It's not that difficult, guys, when you start to use words like this. Really interesting.
Definitely, definitely. I love it. Okay, awesome. So yeah, examples, you know, the listener coffee, that was a great one.
Yeah.
So I could definitely say, today I had an extra cup of coffee, so I might use umpteenth in there. Or like, for example, I love the show Friends. This is like the umpteenth time I've watched the whole series.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, are you still watching reruns of Friends? Are you still,
you know,
into
it's
that?
Funny. I go through phases. Sometimes I'll get really into it and watch it again. And sometimes I won't watch it for a very long time. I did catch an episode the other day, so that was fun. But I've seen the series a lot.
Yeah, you've seen it a lot. And there's a lot of good TV coming out right now, so there's a lot of new things to try. But yeah, Friends is a classic, right? So you know, for your umpteenth time, I love that. That's great.
Yeah. Or what's another way we could use it?
Okay, when we're reiterating something, right? For the umpteenth time, the party is starting at 11, not 10. Okay, right. So there, I'm tired of explaining it to you.
Right,
the time,
right.
So
right.
I'm emphasizing that I'm sick of it. I just want you to be there on time.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, I took a little bit of a look into this umpteenth.
Yeah.
Right. So guys, according to Merriam-Webster.com, mm-hmm. Umpteenth is from the word umpty, wow. Which is from some book called The Great Push.
Interesting.
And it was used in the military, apparently, in the early 1900s. It's like a slang.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they meant just in this book or if they meant in real life. I'm not sure. But it basically meant, you know, any sort of number, right? Like not an exact number,
yeah.
Right? So that's then umpteen came from umpty and teen.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
So that's a little bit of an origin story for you.
Yeah, so the words come from somewhere. They don't just show up in our language, right? They always have an origin. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so the listener also asked about formality. So, I mean, I'd say this is informal. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, very informal, for sure.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, it could be a little sarcastic sounding, or like in that other example of reiterating something, it can show a little bit of frustration.
Yeah, that's true. It depends on your tone of voice, but it would be a good tool to show that frustration if you want to. Hey guys, we're celebrating the holidays this week. I just want to take a minute to say how thankful we are for you guys, our listeners. Your questions, your enthusiasm, and your curiosity for learning is what keeps us inspired to podcast for you 4 days a week. So let's make 2020 awesome. Right now, send your very specific question for an episode topic to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. This show is for you guys. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right. Mm-hmm. And one more episode we want to direct you guys to is episode 930, which is how to use the word sheer to talk about a surprising number in English. So that definitely goes along with today's episode.
Oh, that was a great episode. I remember when we recorded that. And guys, that is such a high level word, sheer. If you can understand how to use that, you will be on your way to connection. So go and check out that episode.
Definitely. Yeah, so this is a good one, but there are other ways to exaggerate And so we're going to go into a couple of them today. Lindsay, what's the first one?
Okay. I think I use this one a bajillion instead of a billion, right? Or millions. You say a bajillion or a kajillion. I don't say that one, but that's another good one.
Maybe I say kajillion. Who knows? Yeah, I've heard a kajillion, a bajillion, you know, these are just exaggerated numbers.
Yeah. So for example, I don't feel like sushi tonight. I ate it a kajillion times last week, so I'm not in the mood. Oh, that's how I felt last week. Or last week in California, we had sushi like twice in a week and I was tired of it. I was like, no more sushi.
That's funny. Yeah. So you can identify with this, although you would have said bajillion, not kajillion.
I don't know why. It just feels more natural.
Did I just make kajillion?
You could have. It's very possible. We are making up words here and it's okay.
That's right. Another thing you guys can do is use any number that's larger than larger than what is reasonable for that situation.
I like that. That's a good point, Michelle. So what would this look like?
Yeah. So like, oh my gosh, we have been waiting at this restaurant for like 19 hours.
Yeah. And the reason you wouldn't say 1 hour, 2 hours is because that could be reasonable, 2 hours, I guess. But 19 is ridiculous, really, right?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, you're just choosing a number that's larger than what is appropriate for the situation and using it to, you know, show an exaggeration, really.
Ooh, that's a really good tool for our listeners. Guys, remember that. Write that down. Give that a try. That's so cool. And then this next one, I can't even count. So this is more of a phrase, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a good one. Lindsay, what would you say?
Okay, I've been sunburned so many times this summer, I can't even count. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Also really good. Also, did you get sunburnt this summer, Michelle?
A little bit. I really wasn't good about the suntan lotion this summer, but I also try and avoid the sun. So yeah. Not too bad, but worse than I should have.
Yeah, I think on my end, now that I'm living in Colorado, you know, Denver is, they call it the mile high city, right? So it sits at a mile high of elevation. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, and you always get sunburned in the higher elevations quicker. So I'm going to have to really be careful about dermatologists and sunscreen. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So guys, these are really great ways to exaggerate and we're going to give you a role play and we're going to put them all into context right now. So Lindsay, are you ready?
Okay, let's do it. What are we talking about?
So we're talking about which movie we're going to see.
All right, here we go.
Okay. So which one do you want to see?
How about The Dark Train? That looks good.
Ugh, I can't even count how many scary movies I've seen this year. I'm up for something more lighthearted. How about The Lovely Story of Love?
Nah, I've read like a kajillion bad reviews of that one.
Really? I've spoken to like 20 people who loved it.
But I don't feel like seeing the same romantic comedy for the umpteenth time.
Fine. The Dark Train it is.
Yeah. Well, it is true that rom-coms tend to have a formula, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And usually they happen in New York City. And usually there's a chase at the end. And
There has to be a chase. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But they're fun. Sometimes just a light movie, right? Sometimes that's
good. Some of them are really classics. Do you have a favorite one?
Well, Love Actually. Love Actually, though, does, I think, have a chase. But it's a better movie than the typical rom-coms, I think. So,
I agree. I love that one. I also love My Best Friend's Wedding.
Oh, yeah. One of the
first
rom-coms.
That has chase.
Yeah, that's a good one. Julia Roberts. So that's great. Yeah.
But I love Love Actually. Anyway, so here are my new movie names. The Dark Train and The Lovely Story of Love. Coming to theaters near you. Just kidding. all right, so let's go through this, Lindsay. So what was the first thing?
Okay, so I said, I can't even count. You said, I can't even count how many scary movies I've seen this year.
Awesome. Okay. And then you said, I've read like a kajillion bad reviews of that one.
Yeah. And then you said, I've spoken to like 20 people who loved it. Now, that's clearly an exaggeration. You probably didn't speak to 20 people. You probably spoke to 3, right?
Right.
But that's the point here. We're exaggerating on purpose.
Right. And then you said, but I don't feel like seeing the same romantic comedy for the umpteenth time.
Yeah, I love that. And again, we don't know how many times, but umpteenth. Good word. Yeah.
I love it. And notice, guys, sometimes when we are doing these exaggerations, we might say like a lot, right?
Yes.
Like, I've read like a kajillion bad reviews of that one, or I've spoken to like 20 people who loved it. I mean, it's not always good to say like that much, and I'm definitely guilty of it. But sometimes when you're exaggerating, I feel like that word can actually add something.
Yeah, it can also give you a little bit of time to think, right? Which is good. So it's not always a terrible, terrible thing to say like. It just depends on the context. That could be another episode that we do, Michelle.
Yeah.
When is it bad and when is it okay? When does it actually make you seem like a normal person? And when is it repetitive and distracting, right? So that would be a good topic to go into.
Sometimes when I look through our transcripts looking for vocabulary words,
you say
see my likes and oh gosh,
I think I say it a lot too. I don't know, it's okay. We are giving you guys natural English, and that's take the good with the bad.
that's right. I love it, Lindsay. All right, so this was fun, Lindsay. What's the takeaway for today?
So guys, this is a really good way to scale something with your personality, right? It's so much more interesting than just saying a lot. And again, if you're taking IELTS, you should ditch just saying a lot and find new ways to say it to score more vocab points. So try these expressions today out in the world, and you know, people are going to light up. Their eyes are going to light up. They're going to think you wouldn't have used that, and they'll be surprised and they'll connect with you more.
That's right. Oh my gosh, this was fun. Thank you so much for that great question.
Absolutely. Thanks to our listeners, guys. Thanks for listening in today. Michelle, have a good one. Talk to you soon.
All right, Lindsay, have a good one. Bye.
All right, bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.